Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Revelation. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today the church gathers to remember the faithful who have gone before us. These faithful ones, set apart through the waters of baptism, lived in ways that have been instructive for us. I remember Jack, a pastor in Chicago in the late 1960s. His congregation allowed civil rights groups to hold a coffee house in their basement. Jack was one of those pastors, a classmate of my father, who set about the business of proclaiming in word and in deed that all people, truly all people, are of value in God's reign. For this, someone shot an arrow through the front picture window of the parsonage. Jack later became a camp director. And in that, he was supportive of so many Lutheran campers and camp counselors who would become pastors. Jack was supportive of me in my early ministry. And when he died,
His wife gave me parts of his library and cufflinks that I wear to this day. He reminds me that standing for liberty and justice for all, standing for anti-racism, standing for inclusion of the LGBTQ community is the work of God's saints. And such work can have its costs. I remember Earl, a pastor I first met in central Kansas. Little did we know that he would be my pastor. Earl raised a family of phenomenal and kind children. Earl was one of those pastors who could recount the story and background of just about everybody he ever met. So many days I wish I had that kind of recall. I can only pray that I show the kind of love for all people that Earl demonstrated. When I try to imagine John's vision that reveals God's reign from the revelation to John, Jack and Earl are but two of the saints that I imagine as messengers of God. They showed me compassion. They showed me God's love. They revealed to me the great multitude that no one can count. When I hear the vision, I have to admit that the angel song sounds stunningly like the liturgical songs from the Lutheran Book of Worship or the Evangelical Lutheran Worship. Salvation belongs to our God, declares the song. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen, exclaims another. The promises for God's fulfillment, that eschatological moment when everything comes to God's hoped for completion, is all about elimination of hunger and thirst. A time when the Lamb of God, Christ Himself, will shepherd the faithful to springs of the water of life. This is a place where God wipes away the tears from their eyes. It is a glorious time. Yet, for now, the faithful of this time and this place live with the ongoing threat of pandemic disease that just won't go away. The faithful of this time live with the burgeoning reality that, in fact, by calculation of the founders, Black lives do not matter as much in the United States. Racial justice for those who are not white is still a longed-for hope. The faithful of this time are preparing for election results that could rupture goodwill, raise the potential for violence, and bring all manner of upheaval. The faithful of this time must figure out how to be agents for providing clothing and food and drink and shelter and compassionate care to those who need it most. In the days to come, in the shadow of the light of All Saints' Day, this faithful people are called to be Christ in the midst of whatever may come. The faithful of this community of faith are called to be agents of peace, to work for justice, to seek the good of the downtrodden, to uplift and free the oppressed. The people of this congregation are called to wipe away the tears of all who struggle and suffer in this time. For this, each one has been set apart through the waters of baptism to be the saints of God, working for the reign of the divine sovereign who announces and we enact. Blessing on the hopeless, blessing on the compassionate responders, blessing on peacemakers, the righteous, and the persecuted for their faithful response. Just as Jack's cufflinks and Earl's stoles call me to live into the work of God's justice, let each of us remember the great multitude who showed us what justice, mercy, and compassion look like on this side of God's promised fulfillment. Let us give thanks for all who taught us how to live faithfully. Let us be agents of God's good news in all that is said and done.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.